VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Don't wait another moment. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That number again is 888-723-4630.
We have another question for you that came in, but before we go to that, Griff,
yeah,
let's go to the chat board because some of the people took you up on what you asked them to do.
Yeah, and I've been going through them and
Stained
they're good.
Stained Glass Karen, I love hers. Do you
read
see
it.
That one? Okay, here's my version of tie listing. Hugo Boss 100% silk tie. Size is 60.5 inch length by 3.75 inch wide. And then she put it in CMs and MMs. Color is dark blue and blue dots with diagonal design. Pre-owned, no damage, scent, or snags. Any questions? Please email. Returns accepted within 60 business days in original condition. That's it, period. He had about six pages if you printed them out.
Yeah, this is nice and brief, to the point.
Absolutely brief.
Like that.
And another person said, as a buyer, I find photos buried in the description to be redundant and actually pretty annoying because of all the scrolling you have to do to find them, especially when the seller puts one photo in where eBay puts them, then makes me hunt for the rest. Why not let eBay host them all right up on top?
That's the way I look at it.
If your pics grab me, I'll read your description. Otherwise, next. Waiter!
Well, I got to tell you, so that comment is very interesting, and I'll tell you why. Over time, people have asked, why doesn't eBay embed the photos in the description? Because as we do with things, we test and follow everything. And buyers actually prefer those pictures being up where they are now. If they didn't, believe me, we would change them so fast you wouldn't know it hit you. So your comment as a buyer is actually what we see in our usability studies when buyers are using the site. What they prefer, which is to have those pictures right up front because it's visual, it's at the top, they can look through the pictures, they'll go to the description as well, but then seeing them all repeated in the description, as this buyer has said, is actually the reaction we see from a lot of buyers who say, well, why are the pictures here too? I just have to scroll through them now. That's a good point.
So, all right, he just answered us back. Steve from New York.
Oh, you mean the owner?
Seller
of...
since 2009, the tie guy.
Oh, okay, yes.
And in all caps, he says, thank you so much.
Oh.
I've already begun implementing changes suggested. I can't wait to show you our next version of the listing.
I hope we weren't too rough, Steve.
No, obviously we weren't. This
okay.
is a professional person
that.
Here. No,
yeah.
This is a professional person. He wants to be the best he can be. He wants this business to work.
Yes, yes.
And he's happy that we all told him these things.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. If you have a chance, Steve, if you know where to go, there you'll see some other good suggestions from some of the other sellers on our discussion forum thread for today.
Mary in Wisconsin, known on eBay as Mary's_world, is asking you a question, Griff. I had sold an item with the GSP, and it had ended on 2/10/15. So
yeah.
We're talking 9 days ago.
Right.
However, they've not paid for it at this time. I have opened a case for payment not received. Is there anything else I have to do?
Nope, because it's treated just like any other unpaid item case. So you definitely do not ship the item until they've paid. So just it should play out at this point. Yeah. They may have forgotten. Happens.
Okay. Hey, yeah. You want to do something kind of fun?
No, I want to do something miserable.
Okay, go to page 11.
Of course I want to do something fun.
Go to page 11 of the stuff we sent you.
Okay, hold on a second, because I got to do my little thing here.
It's kind of cute because it's an excerpt from the eBay guide, and it's called 7 Awkward Moments You Probably Have Thrifting, and it's by Sammy Davis Vintage.
Okay. Oh, I like these.
Okay. So why don't you read the beginning? Yeah, it's very cute.
All right, but this never happens to me. So here it is. These are excerpts.
7 awkward moments. Okay.
You probably have thrifting by Sammy Davis Vintage. Chances are you've experienced one of the following awkward thrift moments in the history of your thrifting
endeavors.
So
what's awkward thrifting moment number one?
the store manager flirts with you again. You enter the thrift store and see them. In that split second, you debate whether to leave until they see your brightly colored outfit, since you usually look fabulous whilst thrifting. And they come rushing over with a big smile. If you've experienced this, you know how it feels to want to walk away. But also, deep in your heart, you know you should stay to complete the awkward conversation. Because everyone needs a friend, including the people who awkwardly flirt with you at the thrift store.
Awkward thrifting moment number two. Oh, this is the one I love. Because when you live in a small community, you find this. Awkward thrifting moment number two. You find something for sale that you donated.
I've got it even worse. I'll tell you a worse one.
Every now and then, you'll discover a gem, a piece of gold, a little bit of glory caught between the racks, only to realize that it's something you previously owned and donated to the thrift store just last month. I've even had friends buy things from the thrift store I've donated. Oh, wait, that's awkward moment number three below.
Well, wait, because awkward moment number two is leaving out one of the worst things that can happen.
You buy it again?
You buy it. And then you bring it home, and somebody in your household says, I'm pretty sure you donated that. And you look at it, you say, oh, you're right.
Oh.
So awkward thrifting moment number three is exactly what this number two specified. Your thrift sister brother buys something you donated. Well, there it is. Somebody made out.
Do you say something or do you not? If you see your neighbor wearing your blouse, your Carol little blouse that you donated, see?
Right.
Awkward thrifting moment number four. Stink bugs into clothes. You're happily pulling garments apart when all of a sudden there's this little guy hanging out by the hanger. You jump back in disbelief. What is that? Chances are you found a stink bug, which are slow-moving, harmless insects that hang out on fibrous things like clothing. They don't bite, and they won't really bug you, since these are the type of critters you can easily flick or sweep off a garment. But they will bother you and create an awkward moment in the thrift store. Yes, hold the squeals, please.
Right, and it's not like you're going to actually sell the piece of clothing with stink bug attached. So, although I have to admit, although I'm not normally squeamish, I do think from my buyers, if I was in a thrift store and I saw a bug on clothes, I probably would leave.
Yeah.
I was in a Brooklyn thrift store years and years ago in Greenpoint. This was 20, 25 years ago.
That's pronounced Greenpernt.
Greenpernt. And I was in Greenpernt. I just used the toilet. And I was in green, looking in through the stuff on the rack, and a cockroach ran out of the I was dumb. Yeah, I'm going to go home now. Whew. Anyway, awkward thrifting moment number five is when that 24-ounce iced coffee before thrifting becomes a very bad idea. Oh, my God, this woman knows
me.
Do
they have bathrooms?
Yeah, but you're busy. You don't want it. You've got a cart full of stuff.
Some of them don't have a public bathroom.
Well, most of the ones... Most of the ones I go to have one, but you want that to get out of the way. You don't want to be... What happens is if you're a woman of a certain age, as I am, and you're walking through the aisles with your cart, you don't want to leave your cart outside the bathroom, and you don't want to stop thrifting. And all of a sudden, you are doing that move. It's the thrift store squeeze your legs together dance, which looks like you may be breaking out into a break dance, but then again...
Or hiding something.
Yeah, right. Most... awkward is realizing that the thrift store you're in doesn't have a public bathroom. So, yeah, you got to take care of those little personal moments before you go in.
Okay, this is
really so spot on.
And the next one, number six, I've had this happen to me, and it does bother me about some thrift stores because they could have removed it. Awkward thrifting moment number six is finding pocket or purse tissues you don't want to touch.
Yeah.
Thrift tissue, snot rags, nose napkins, whatever you want to call them. It's sort of disgusting, awkward, weird, creepy, etc. to find tissues in the pocket of your thrifted blazer or jacket or in the depths of a thrifted purse. I agree with this.
Well.
This has happened to me. Clean out that purse before you sell it.
Well, except if you need to use a Kleenex, it's right there. So,
please. Okay, and the last one.
Awkward thrifting moment number seven is the crowded cart conundrum. You swear each time you go a thrifting that you won't crowd the cart again. But by aisle three, you've thrown everything and the kitchen sink into your cart because, well, who knows, it might work. This woman must have followed me around. If you've been there, you know what it's like to be there. The cart gets too heavy to push. People begin to stare. You can't find your purse to snap that photo for Instagram later. The mountain won't stop growing. My advice, edit before you pick. Keep your thrift story a short one to avoid the crowded cart conundrum.
And it's easy. I know exactly what they're talking about here. When you're looking at the item and feeling and touching it, you say, oh, I could sell this on eBay. Before you get up to the counter,
yeah,
look at your cart a second time.
Well, and go not just because thing. It's crowded, but because if you're... You got to be a bit discerning. My garage is filled with stuff that I thought I'd sell on eBay that I'm never going to. It's not worth it. I'm going to all give it back to the thrift store. I've learned to become really picky. Like now that I have more shirts than I know how to count, I look at shirts. When I was just at a big White Elephant sale up in Oakland on Monday, they had a. This time of year, the Oakland Children's Museum has this huge White Elephant sale, and two friends of ours got volunteer passes to the one of the early days. And we went up, and I went to the clothing section. It was huge, and I saw some shirts, but I was really discerning. I look at them, I say, I don't really need this. Yeah, I don't care if it's this brand and it's this price. It's not moving me. I'm not going to put it up. So I've gotten really particular about what I buy, and there's no time like the present to get particular. So just because it happens to have a brand name on it, just because it happens to be cheap, maybe it just doesn't look good. You know.
I'll tell you something that does look good.
What's look what?
Wayne in Oakland, Maryland.
No.
Known on eBay as Wayne D.I. Wayne is a first-time caller.
Oh.
Thank you, Wayne. We do appreciate first-time callers. We'll be back with you right after this, okay?
This segment was brought to you by WomenTurbine.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Up next, our very last segment on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and we'll spend the first part of it with Wayne here on Ask Griffin Lee.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 306.
In many ways, your business on eBay is only as good as your reputation. Kat Simpson is known on eBay as the Kat's Boutique. She says once you have a reputation, you have to continue to work at
keeping your good name good. So the fancy explanation is skills, techniques, and business practices to protect your reputation. In a recent survey of eBay buyers, just eBay buyers, 80% of eBay buyers consider your reputation the most important factor of whether or not they buy from you. 70% of eBay buyers won't even buy from a seller who doesn't have a reputation. We live in the reputation economy, and it's everywhere. Now,
stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Stamps.com postage from your PC. We're on the line with Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, Wayne, what's your question or comment?
I have a nasty one. I sold something to someone. We negotiated a price, bought it, paid for it, then sends me a message wanting me to send it to Korea instead of the address that I have.
Yeah.
And I've tried to explain that I don't do that unless she uses the global shipping. Apparently she does not, does not speak English, and we're having a real communication problem.
Yeah. Has she paid for the item already?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, you're not required to do anything that your terms of service in the listing didn't state. So I would reiterate it again, and then if she's still not understanding, I would send a note saying, I'm very sorry, but I can't ship this to Korea, and I'll have to refund your money, and then refund the money.
Okay, well, I've told her the first part about three or four times, and she keeps it down. The last time she sent me her Korean address and says, please send it here.
All right,
okay,
so,
I'll give that a try, and hopefully we can work it out.
Yeah, and then just say, look, I can't
You know,
can't
we have a sponsor called webinterpret.com. We're going to be having some commercials on for them a little later. You might want to get in touch with webinterpret.com because they'll do interpretations of your eBay listings.
Yeah,
that would
be. I've never used them, but I understand they're really good. They're all over Europe now, and they're coming to the United States, so they can help you. Webinterpret.com.
Yeah, but you don't have to ship this to an address that was not the buyer's original address. You can, I mean, if you want to, but she's already paid for it, and you negotiated a price based on her U.S. shipping address, right?
Right.
Right, so you don't have to, you don't have to do this.
You know, free shipping.
Yeah, it's not free shipping to Korea. So, yeah, just say,
I'd
look.
I see what that would cost, because the item weighs about 8 pounds.
So and it's going to cost you money. So I would say the negotiated deal was for shipping to your U.S. address. I'm sorry, I cannot ship this to Korea. I will be refunding your money. And then just leave it at that, and that will cover you, because you got it in my messages.
Okay, I'll give that a try. Thank you.
What Good do you luck. Sell, Wayne?
A little bit of anything I can make money on.
My kind of seller.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, I have a real short question.
Go ahead.
I've been on here since 98.
Yeah.
And my ID, you know, is Wayne D.I., but I have a store that's under J&W Supplies.
Right.
If I change my ID, what does that, I mean, it used doesn't, to be you got that little suspicious eyeglass thing up there.
No, it doesn't do anything. You don't get suspicious eyeglasses. What you get is you get the store name. Check to see if it, I mean, the new user IDs, check to see if it's available first, and if it is, change it.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Do it right away, since you just talked about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go do that right now.
Thank you, Wayne.
Okay, thanks. Well, now we read. Now's the time in the show where we dance. We read the events.
Yes, we do read the event page now. Let's go to it. And if you'd like to read our seller events, you simply click on the archive button at ebayradio.com. It'll take you to our archive website. You'll see some tabs on top. One of them says Seller Resources. Hover over that and then click on Seller Events, and our calendar will come up. So let me see. Today's the 19th. So on the 24th, is of this month of February is Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers group. It's organized by Sherry Gilson. The event date Tuesday 2/24, 7 p.m. eBay headquarters. That's where it's going to be, 2065 Hamilton Avenue, San Jose, California. Come learn how to take advantage of eBay collections with Sandrea Chandler, product manager of eBay's collections team. The cost is zero. This is going to be a good one. So be there, be square. Let's see. And then let me see what we have for March, since we're almost there. Nope, that's all we've got so far. I noticed a whole bunch came in this morning.
Oh, good.
Seller events for next month, so there will be some. And if you have a seller event that you'd like to tell us about, you go to that same eBay archive round button at ebayradio.com. Do the seller events, and you will see submit a seller event all the way over to the right. We've got its own link there. Submit a seller event. You click on that, submit your event, and we'll read it over the air.
Perfect.
Pretty good show today, Griff. A lot of nice calls, a lot of nice emails.
I thought it went well. Yes.
And,
I was engaged. That's always a good sign.
Well, yes, you're engaged. I was excited that Steve answered us back and said, thank you so much. I'm changing them right now. That's what these dishings are supposed to be about, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
When they come to fruition like that, I like it a lot. So we're going to be on the air Tuesday, as usual, on our Tuesday show. And somebody,
what's going to go on?
We don't know quite yet.
Oh, we don't? Okay.
Yeah,
it's a secret.
Some ideas. But, well, you know, here's what happens in the world of show booking, Griff, as you know. Mm. You book somebody, and then by Friday or Monday morning, they change. And we have to find somebody else.
There you go.
So we have a list, you know, waiting. But that's just the nature of what goes on here. So
absolutely.
So we'll be with you on Tuesday. And, of course, on Tuesday, our show is a little different than Thursday. For those of you who are new, we have guests on Tuesday. We have five guests. Some of them are from eBay. Some of them are top-rated sellers. Some of them are just good eBay sellers with good ideas.
That's great. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. As Lee said, we'll be live on Tuesday, February 24th at 11 Pacific, a.m. Pacific. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com, custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.